Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Max Chat, 25th of July, 2017. Tonight's topic, Savvy's 5 tips to smashing the final written fitness evaluation. One of the major milestones in completion of the program, the final written fitness evaluation, comprises 63 of 96 questions. The other questions are the business component, and we'll touch on that at next week's session. My goal is to share my 5 tips with you that I believe will make a significant difference to helping you not only just complete successfully the written fitness evaluation, but to absolutely smash it out of the park and do it in such a way that you're ready, confident, and excited by completing it and knowing that you're going to get the required 100% in order to progress further and complete the business component of the program. My 5 top tips, you need to infuse into those your own learning styles, preferred learning methods, and if you do so by combining both of them, I think, you know, you're certain to get a fantastic outcome. You know, tip number one, you know, starts right at the very beginning. When you've enrolled in the program, if you haven't already done this, then I recommend that you do now. When you first received your details to log on to the platform, my strong recommendation is that, obviously, that you do so and immediately print off a whole series of resources from the platform to allow you to use them as you progress through the program, and set up some folders or whatever system you want to keep those in a place where you can access them easily, and they're kept nice and clean and tidy, and so that, you know, that you can read them and they're not covered with tea and coffee and toast or whatever it is that you might be eating while you're studying. So to get to the program, what I'm going to do is when you first log on to the platform, and this is just a sample student login that I'm going to use, you will come to this particular page and you'll go through various other steps, which I'm not going to talk about today because you'll have done those already. You log on to your to the diploma program or the personal training program, if that's what you have actually enrolled in, and you'll be presented with this particular page. And because today we're focusing on the fitness component of the program, what we're going to do is we're going to scroll down to this particular segment here, and hopefully you can see my cursor over the page. My recommendation is that you go through and print off every single one of these practical assessments and uploads that you're required to complete during the fitness component of the program. But specifically in here, if I can find it, because if you double click on that, it will take you down to a list of those particular things. And you can see all of the different attachments that were illustrated on the previous page. And we're going to want to find this one here. It's called the Final Written PT Fitness Evaluation. So you double click on that, open it up. It will ask you if you want to open up the file down the bottom. And I'm going to say, yes, I absolutely do want to open that. It's just some security I have on my computer. And you will be presented with this document in a PDF format, and it is the diploma final evaluation. So it includes the business questions, but as if I scroll down, you can see just quickly as I scroll through all of these, we can go all the way through to question number 63, which is the last, where are we? There it is, the last of the fitness evaluation questions. Print this off, okay? Along with, as I said earlier, and I'm just going to go back to that page now. Just bear with me. I'll escape from that. print out all of these other documents as well at the same time while you are in there. And put those aside, and you will, as you start to move through the program, you will hear these forms mentioned, and you'll know then to access them to use them. What you've done then is, if you've printed out the final written evaluation, my recommendation is then, quite simply, that, we'll stop there. You can also, every single session that you complete comprises a quiz or has a quiz. Generally, they are 10-question quizzes. Some of them have maybe 9, some of them might have 11 or 12. If you go into each of those individual quizzes and print them out, then you will also have a hard copy of the individual quizzes that you complete online at the end of each of the sessions during the fitness component of the program. Then what I'm going to suggest that you do is you take time to, firstly, and we are focusing on the final written evaluation, so I'm going to put the individual quizzes to one side, but the underlying message that I'm giving you applies to the quizzes as well, the individual quizzes. My recommendation is that you read the final written fitness evaluation from top to bottom carefully, and you read it again. And the objective is, in doing that, you're trying to remember the questions that form part of that final written fitness evaluation, so that as you start to work through the individual sessions and as you start to complete the individual quizzes, of which you will also have read and applied the same theory to, you will be listening out for the answers. And when you are listening to something that Kayman or Roe or perhaps myself is saying at some stage during the program, so, aha, I remember that. That's one of the key questions in the final evaluation. I have to learn everything that I'm being taught here, but I specifically need to know that particular thing. The more familiar you become with the final written fitness evaluation at the outset, as you start the program, the easier it is going to be as you work through it, and certainly the easier it is going to be as you progress through it and do the final evaluation at the end. That links into tip number 3. As you go through, watch the individual video, and as you go, make notes or draw pictures or whatever way in which you find it that allows you to record the information that you've heard, to be able to prompt your memory, to help you for revision of exams, or whatever the case may be. But there's gold nuggets, there's information right throughout the entire video. Watch the video, complete those notes, and as soon as you have completed that, answer the 10-question quiz. And get that completed and get that done. So you've watched the video, you've taken the notes, complete the 10-question quiz that relates to that particular session, and then go back to the final written evaluation. And I'm just going to bring that up on the screen again now. Whoops, wrong. Didn't want to do that. Sorry. We're going to reopen that form again and go back to this particular document. And if the session that you have watched or have just completed watching dealt with, for example, the 4 stages of learning, which is the first question in the final written fitness evaluation, answer the question on the copy of the document that you have picked out. Create the model answer, the perfect answer that you will use to, and you will learn, such that when it comes to answering this question in the final written evaluation, which you will complete in front of a justice of the peace or similar, although we've got some exciting things coming in that regard, but we'll share those with you at a future day, you are able to answer that question with reference back to the evaluation that you completed as you were working your way through the program. Equally, if it was list the 3 ways people learn, and it happened to be contained within the video that you've just watched, then you would write the perfect answer on your model answer form for you to use as a revision tool. Okay. by the time that you have completed all of the, therefore, once you've completed the all of the videos and all of the individual quizzes that relate to the fitness component of the program, you will also have model answers for the 63 questions that form part of the final written fitness evaluation. Then you're in a position where you can start to review, because now you're in a position where you're ready, if providing you've done the other practical components of the fitness component of the program. You will be in a position where you can then sit or complete that final written fitness evaluation. And you have a fantastic tool available to assist you. You have model answers. Now, everyone reviews things differently. Some people like to just read them and read them and read them and read them again and commit them to memory. Other people like to rewrite them down, and that's up to you. That's your own learning style and your own revision style. But you are learning from a model set of answers that's going to allow you then to, when you do actually sit to complete the final written evaluation in a formal setting, you're able to do it calmly and confidently. And, you know, the key ultimately is to practice until, not until you just get it right, but practice the answers until you can't get them wrong. You know, ask friends and family to quiz you. You know, find another student who's doing through the program by linking into them through the various means that we make available to you, and test each other, but get to a point where you know you can't get the answer wrong, rather than until you just think that you're able to get the answer right. So if you follow those five savvy tips, then I'm really confident that the end result will be that you will be able to approach that final written fitness evaluation calmly, confidently, and be able to complete it and achieve that 100% 100 out of 100, 100% pass mark that's required to allow you to progress further in the program. So take advantage of those five tips, infuse that with your own learning styles and your own revision styles, but make sure at the end of the day, it's all well and good having a system, it's all well and good having a process that you can follow and five great tips like this that you can use, but if you don't apply them and you don't apply them with discipline, you know, then as we know, the end result will never be as good as what it possibly could have been, and you may therefore not necessarily be as confident going into that final written evaluation as you could be or you should be, and that's not the ideal place to be. So make sure, and as you go along the journey, if you have any questions, you take advantage of the mentoring you've got, anything that you're not sure of, make sure you touch base with K-Man, Rowie, or myself. Otherwise, thanks for taking the time to be here this evening, and I'll look forward to chatting to you again next week when we talk about the business component of the program. Fundamentally, the same tips, but just with a little bit of a flavour as it relates to business rather than as it relates to fitness. Thanks, everyone. Have a great night, and look forward to chatting to you all again very, very soon.